Hey, what's going on out there? V's After Dark Radio Land. And as Ms. V would say, you know what time it is. When it's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on a Wednesday. Actually, excuse me, on a Thursday. Excuse me, I should be shot. On Thursday, 6 p.m. here on V's After Dark Radio. It's time for Ask Ms. V Sports here on V's After Dark Radio. The number to call into this the quickest hour in sports talk, as you know. It's 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And press 1 if you want to chitty-chat-chat with me and the one and only, my partner in crime, my co-host of this show, the only time that she's ever a co-host. Any other time she's the host of, you know, It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex, which comes on tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, the host of The Big Black Bitch Show, Wednesdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You know, V's After Dark Radio is the one and only CEO of Ms. V Pleasure Adult Products is the one and only Ms. V the Toy Lady. What's going on? How's everything?
It's Thursday.
It's
Thursday. Tomorrow's going to be a real special show because
yeah.
I will be doing it from a birthday party.
Ooh. Damn. Let's see how this goes. Well, if anybody, as you last heard us, the last couple of times when Ms. V had like a, I think it was a adult toy party, and you had to go into like your car in your garage. And ladies and gentlemen, no, she didn't have the car on when she did that. She's not stupid to do the show because, it was kind of noisy, background noise. So the only thing I'm sad about is that, you know, with Ms. Cleo coming on tomorrow, who had the pleasure of not only we had her as a guest here another time on the show, but on my own show, is that too bad the party's not in person, all three of us.
But I just got the invitation to this birthday party. So I said, the person said, hey, we're having this party, you know. People's birthdays only come once a year, so it's not like you say, oh, that's fucked
Thank
up.
God.
You know. So, you know,
thank God because we're all dead by now for more than once a year. Birthday.
You know, but I I sent a message saying, yeah, I'll come, but I got to do my show. You know,
that's
and
right.
I kept it real. You know, I was like, you got Wi-Fi. So.
And they say yes. Oh, so they say yes, obviously.
It was like, and they was like, well, you could go to the back room and do it. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, and people kind of laugh because a lot of people don't hear my show. And these are friends of mine. So they say, thank God that I do. My friends do know what I do because I be in a world of fucking trouble. Okay, you guys got to bear with me for a minute because they're talking about my city here on the news. I want to see what this bullshit is they're talking about. Let me see.
Oh, okay, no problem. I was just about to say anyway, I think a lot of people don't realize when we do these shows, because it's not like we're in a studio right now, unfortunately. We're doing this from two different locations, hundreds of miles apart in two different states. And I don't think a lot of people realize that sometimes we don't do this show in the comfort of our own home. There's sometimes we actually do remote where we have no choice but to do it. I've done it, you know, at my friend's house, so I know what Ms. V is talking about, and I had to find a room to, you know, where it's quiet. Because, you know, you're thinking of the audience, and, the quality of the show so they can understand where you can hear us, it sounds professional. So I totally get that. I think a lot of people don't realize. I think a lot of people think that, you know, I'm sitting right across from you right now in a studio somewhere.
But believe it or not, we have done it. Me and Jank have not done the show together, but Bitter Black Bitch has been done in the same room.
Yeah, you and Sierra have done, yes, more than once. Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
So let's get that clear. We have done.
True.
Bitter Black Bitch Live, you know, and been in the same location.
That's true. I haven't had the pleasure of doing that.
You know, and, if everything goes well, I think I'm going to be, you know how last year I was traveling all summer?
Yes.
And it looks like that's getting ready to start up again.
Oh, no. not traveling Ms. V again like last summer. Oh, no. Not like that.
Oh, it
no.
Like, and the first trip will be 2 weeks long. So it's actually kind of funny. The first trip will be 2 weeks.
But I'm saying, is this within the next month or so? Like, is it in May or something, or what?
It'll be in June.
Oh, okay, a couple of months. But still, oh, wow. Well, you got to do what you got to do. I totally understand. It's just that, you know, had me nervous last year. Almost in your deathbed and shit. Welcome to, it's all about sex, sex, and more sex. I'm like, really? Oh, my God, that was uncomfortable. And that's hard for me to say because I rarely get uncomfortable. That I was like, oh, no, this is not good. I don't like this.
Damn.
We don't need you to catch something else when you're on this traveling. Is it around the same area again or another different location?
It's worse. It's going to be worse. I'm going to Immunity
worse?
Hill.
Oh, no.
I'm going to
Atlanta?
Immunity Hill.
Oh, Humidity Hell. Oh, it's definitely
Hill.
Somewhere where. I thought you guys were sick the last time, cause that shit. Oh my God. I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do to pay the bills. I respect that, but damn, that's just. I commend you. I know how you do that. I mean, I know it's part of the job. I respect that. It's just, that takes a lot. I don't care what anybody says. Traveling, business traveling. Traveling, period. It doesn't matter. Even for pleasure, it takes a lot mentally. It really does. Mentally and physically, I think it does. I don't care what anybody does me. It's because then you're like, okay, you want to make sure you get there. Everything's, you know, squared away. And 9 times out of 10, it usually isn't. And most of the time, it's not your fault. It's because of other things, like, you know, that could pop up along the way. So, yeah, it's just, yeah.
And last summer, we all know I started in June, and I actually did not finish traveling until December.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. It's just unbelievable. Which, by the way, I don't know. By the way, let me ask real quick. How did yesterday's show go yesterday? Because as I was freezing my ass in the Bronx, Yankee Stadium, but it was well worth it. Yankee kicked ass 16-6. I stood the whole game, by the way, like a real fan. I chilled there. I literally chilled there the whole time. And, yeah, it was definitely well worth it. And as we speak, I'm watching the game right now because they started at 4 o'clock, tie game, 5-5, as I'm watching this. This is the thing. I don't know if anybody realizes this started last year. They started putting metal detectors outside the stadium when you enter. That goes for every major league ballpark in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes even longer. It's like you're going to the airport almost, in a sense. And now, mind you, I got there at 7. So the games are just about to start. There's still tons of people outside waiting to get in because of this procedure. Now, before I continue, as a military veteran, I understand. I'm not bitching about it. I'm just pointing out that it took longer to get in. And when you go inside, because the new Yankee Stadium, they have so many other outlets to go. It's basically like a mall of a baseball field, in a sense. I mean, it's more room and everything, but you have suites where you could just chill inside in nice 70-degree temperatures, room temperature, you know, 65, 70 degrees. You don't have
to
be outside.
That's not watching a game. That's
not
watching a game if you're in a suite.
Thank you. Yeah, that's bullshit. Yeah, exactly. I'm there to watch a game. All right.
I'm going to say this. And I don't mean to interrupt you, but that's for the bitches who wear their high heel shoes to the fucking game and think that they're there to take selfies. I'm just saying.
Now, our comrade, I know Sierra, I think was
tonight she's going to be at the game. No, she's going to be at – tonight she's going to the game because it was funny because she ran the boards last night and
– How did that go?
She's done it before, so that's not unusual. But the bitching that we were going through yesterday, we kind of lost track of time, you know. And it's kind of – a lot of people don't realize is when you're running the boards and you're being producer, it's really
hard.
Yes,
which I've done. Yes, I've done. I do it every week, my own show. I'm a host and a producer at the same time, so I understand. Especially when I did Blog Talk, I totally understand. You know, you look at, you know, the callers, make sure nothing's going on, the chat room, you know, you want to play a certain sound bite, you know, just that. So I totally understand it. That's not, you know, I don't want to make it sound like it's brain injury, because I know everybody would be like, oh, well, it's not hard as my job, but it's not that easy. It's just not. It's not that easy.
You never ran, for one, anybody who's never ran boards before.
Yeah, I've done.
It's hard. I mean, it's not, I'm not, you know, I commend anybody before I start doing blog talks. I never understood what people were going through.
Yeah,
and, you know,
exactly.
We've been trying to leave blog talk, but blog talk kind of has me hostage, you know, for those people who thought we were leaving. I'm trying to leave, but nobody has the setup that I want, you know, and that's what blog talk really gets you.
See, that's what got you. Yeah, exactly.
And because my listeners are used to a certain way, believe it or not, blog talk's competitor, which was their number one competition, is no longer in business.
Which was what? What business was that? Which one was that?
The other one? It was similar to Blog Talk because no, they were like almost identical to Blog Talk because Triple X Radio was there, and they end up and they actually end up leaving. You know, well, I can't say I know what happened with Triple X Porn Star Radio.
Let's say off the air. yeah.
Yeah. Triple X Porn Star Radio is still on the air, but they left Blog Talk for one reason with one of their competitors. And that competitor is now out of business.
Wow. Yeah, because this is the thing, like, and then we'll talk a little sports in a minute. Like the service I've been using since the beginning of the year for my show, Mixer.com, it's very simple. One of the two things is not that hard is you need a USB mic. It sounds way more professional. I admit, it's definitely way more professional sounding. But the catch is if I need somebody to call in, they either have to call my phone and I put the phone on the mic, or they got to call on Skype. Everybody can do Skype. Even though Skype is not hard to do, but, you know, certain people, it's like they don't have it, or they don't understand the concept of it, so then you have to explain, and it's like, you know. The bottom line is pick up a phone and dialing a number is 100 times easier because everybody can do that, even a one-year-old can do, okay? So that's the issue. That's where Blog Talk got everybody by the balls, is because they have that outlet that you can use where anybody can call in anywhere. And on Skype. But the main thing is the phone, and it's much more easier than it is to call on Skype. But people like Ms. V and me, we were like, well, Skype is easy, but not to a lot of people in the public. And, you know, you have to keep it simple to make it easier for your fan. You know, because if anything that sounds any little bit complicated, it's going to turn them off. that's the
right.
thing. What do you mean Skype? Wait, what do you mean I got to call Skype? I don't understand. No, it's not that hard. And they don't want to hear it. You know, it's a it's that attention deficit disorder. You know, I don't ADD. I don't want to fucking.
But Blog Talk has the format that people are used to.
Exactly.
And until someone, you know, like I said, Blog Talk did have a competitor. Their competitor.
Yeah, that's the keyword. Yeah.
Went out of business. And I'm not upset with them, but the whole thing, it's like, damn, why is it nobody out there that has the same format as Blog Talk?
Yeah, because even Live365 is a pain in the ass. You know, that's not, I mean, they have a number.
No, Live365 is gone. That's who their competitor was, Live365.
Oh, they got
I'm pretty
good.
Sure Live365 is gone.
Oh, I didn't know that. It was not too long ago they were still around. But the only thing with them, depending how you did it, the phone service was lousy. It was bad.
That's I'm on the toss of Live365 is who their competitor was that is gone.
Damn, I almost was going to use that back a few months back.
Yeah, I was going to switch over to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Live 365 closed on January 31st.
Oh, this year. Oh, I did not know that. It was a few months ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's news to me. Ah.
And that's who Bonhoeffer's competitor was. That was the only people that were
close.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I made the smart move then. Because I remember going, damn, should I go with them or Mixler? And thank God I was like, well, Mixler's a little more easier to deal with. It is very easy. It is very easy. The only bugaboo, as they say back in the day, is that the calling thing, that you have to have Skype unless you call directly on my phone. And I'm sorry, I love my fans, but I'm not giving you all my phone number.
Right.
Sorry. I mean, I could lie, and I don't have to tell you, hey, this is the actual number. You know what I mean? This is a hotline, but no. I don't even want to do that. The only ones that have called this, you know, when I've used my phone for interviews, is people I know that are professional. You know, they get, you know, guests I've had on, I've never had an issue where it's turned into a stalker issue, okay? So I know they're just going to call for that interview, done, over with, and I don't be with them again unless I want to ask them back on again. So that's okay. And even with Skype, depending on, you know, the time, I don't know, it depends. Because like, if I say, okay, here's the big thing. If someone's going to call you on Skype on my show, you have to send a Skype contact request, and then I will have to accept it. That's where it gets a little, okay, because then you're like, okay, while I'm live, if it's sent, okay, I know they want to call in. But then what happens if it's somebody that doesn't really call in too much? You don't know what that they could just call.
Right.
I don't know. It's a lot of, you know. See, that's the thing. See, that's the catch when it comes to Mixer. But other than that, it's fucking great. I mean,
but
you know,
here's I'm on live. Right. I'm on live 365. They're still on their website. They're still on the domain. And this is what it says when you pull up Live 365. They have a page on top of their homepage, and it says Live 365. 17 sweet years ago, it was something of a revolution to let anyone launch their own station. Anyone with something to say or play, Live 365 provided the tools. Their talent brought the audience. We were one of the first. Happy we are not the last. The spirit of 300-plus employees over the years, our 100,000 webcasters, and their 100 million dedicated listeners lives on. Thank you for being here. Spread the word. And they have 8-Tracks, AccuRadio, Digital Improvement, PSA Radio. And I've looked at all these places. I won't go to any of them. And they said, and any other tool requests a nominee so they don't get listeners they can no longer afford. Okay, the problem with that is that you're not, you know, I just want to keep it real. Blog Talk right now is on game out there. Spreaker is similar to Blog Talk. I've been playing around with it. I'm not comfortable with it yet. That's why we have not switched over. As much as I want to leave Blog Talk, and Blog Talk knows that a lot of people want to leave, they also know that they're the only ones, you know, giving it. Their Spreaker is their competitor now, and
there's no pressure, no competition. You know, there's not that threat where they go, oh, my God, we got to step our game up, you know.
365 was their threat. And 365, for whatever reason, couldn't hang.
Yeah. And that, my friends, is the problem. Now, I, you know how we are. That's why I love this show. That's why I think I would never leave this show. It would be very, it depends. But more 99.9% I would never leave. Because I love, I can say whatever the fuck I want. Of course, you know, would I like to get paid? Of course. But I just love the format. I could just say what the fuck is on my mind. And I can say it the way I fucking want to say it. And the thing is, see, and I lost my track of thought for a second. God damn it. I hate when I do that.
Hey, at least I'm not the one who calls it.
No, it wasn't you this time. No, it wasn't you. No. Oh, okay. Now I remember. Blog Talk they reminded me. I give the devil his due. With the exception, for some reason, on Fridays, I don't know what the fuck's been going on Friday nights when we do It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. We have had issues where I just disappear on the air, and for whatever reason. No explanation, and yet you still see me on the board, but yet I'm not on. And then I have to call in. Or I get dropped when it's, you know, over, we go a little overtime, and then I'm fucked. Like, obviously, once you go over, you can't call back in, whether you're a co-host or a guest. The only person would be the host. If you're on the host line, it's different. But anything that, you can't come back on.
But even the host line, once the host line goes, the host line is gone.
That's
the host line can't call back in either.
Yeah, that. So
because
it's just,
once your time is over, it's over.
Well, it's over, yeah. Once you hang up, regardless if it's essential or not, you're done. You're right. But, see, lately it's been little shit like that, but overall it hasn't been as bad as what we really went through when we went through some, my God. It's one of the reasons why we
and
moved.
I think part of,
at one point,
I,
you know, I saw the time frame of Tuesdays.
Is because 365 was gone. So I think when they picked up 365 customers, they knew they had to step up the game.
I mean, all these upgrades, and you go, well, what upgrade besides changing the color of certain things and making this shit look different? What's the added? And, I don't know. Anyway, but, you know, because I keep it real. Every time Blog Talk pisses me off, I don't keep it in. I always say, what the fuck's going on with Blog Talk? You do the same thing, too. But lately, besides those little glitches, it's been actually a little better. Not a lot, but, you know, it has been better. But, you know, sometimes you just want to
choke the creative. Tomorrow is the Tigers' home opening day. So,
oh, and does that mean by the way,
no, it don't mean a goddamn thing. It don't mean a goddamn thing. Let's get that clear.
Well, I remember watching. I did watch because you know MLB Network. They go all over the place. Because I love this time of year. This is my favorite time of the year. I love opening day. I love opening week of baseball.
This is when James keeps a hard on. Let's keep it real. If y'all want to know what makes James hard, this makes James hard all year long. I mean, for the next two or three. From now until October, James will be hard. And he's not going to need a woman in front of him. I'm not being funny at all. James will keep it hard on from now until October, until the World Series. You know, he will really keep it hard on. So, well, he likes this time of year because this is the only time of the year where if a woman walk in front of him naked, she might get pushed out the way.
I wouldn't go that far. I don't know. I wouldn't go that far. I don't know about that.
If a big, fat, ugly bitch walks in front of you naked, you will push rock away.
Okay, that's different. Well, okay, but if she has a fat ass but ugly face, I might still hit it. I don't know.
If the Yankees are on TV, if the Yankees are on TV, it don't matter what she looks like. You push her ass out the
listen,
way.
Listen, Ms. V is absolutely right because I swear to you, I'm watching with the volume down, though, because I'm professional. I'm watching the game as we speak, but I'm being professional. I can multitask like Ms. V. She's not the only one. And I'm paying attention to what's going on. And I always, because you have to come from my time back in the day to really appreciate baseball. So Ms. V is more, definitely more of a football. And what's funny is that when I was a kid, I liked to play football more. And the reason why is because you're always involved. Even if it's two-hand touch, because when I play two-hand touch or even tackle, you only need a couple of people. You didn't need 11 on 11. You could just get, like, a few people, and you could have a game. You know, someone could be official quarterback, and you could play. With baseball, you need 18 people. 9 on one side, 9 on the other. You have to have gloves. You have to have bat. You know, it's a pain in the ass. And I played Little League, and I played in the outfield. I played first base, and I played right field. And at the time, I loved the outfield because back in the day, the outfielders were the shit. They were the ones that were hitting home runs, driving in runs. They were the shit. You know, Reggie Jackson, guys like this. You know, they were the stars. Most of the stars were in the outfield. But if you don't pay attention, it gets boring. It does. If you're actually playing baseball, unless you get up to bat, it gets boring because it's not constant. You know, you have to really concentrate, you know, to make it, you know, to get through the game. But with football, I always love to play more because it's constant action, and I loved it. And I couldn't play basketball to save my life. But I always love baseball as my first love because it's the strategy and I don't know, it's an everyday sport. I can, you know, I can check it out, you know, every other time. Every week, you're always guaranteed at least 6 games.
Hey,
you know.
Yeah, but understand this. I'm going to say this. baseball is one game where if you're white, that's the only game outside of hockey that white boys can play and they'll actually get pussy because they really don't get no pussy in football and basketball, okay?
So. but let's admit, we all know in hockey, they have the hottest bitches. They get the hottest wives, though. They have the hottest chicks. Them tough motherfuckers, yo, hockey players. Those white boys are tough.
They ain't got no damn teeth. Them motherfuckers don't have no teeth. They must be sucking the damn pussy. Because hockey players always miss at least one or two damn teeth. And
but
all
they got
the money
great
they
discipline.
Make, they don't never get their shit fixed. They don't never get their shit fixed. So there's a reason.
But I love it. I ain't gonna lie. Ms. V is right. It's just something. It's different than any sport when it comes to opening. It's just different. I guess because I come from that last generation that really gives a shit. Because this recent generation wouldn't give a shit about baseball if it was to save their life. But it just most. I shouldn't say all, but most. But I just love it.
You know why they don't care about baseball no more? Because I'm gonna. Okay, I gotta get this out there because I'm a mom. Nobody cares about anything because you get a trophy for participating.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
So,
that's bullshit. Yeah, I agree. Participation trophy.
Baseball, you actually have to work to get your medals. You know, and
yeah.
a lot of times
yeah.
when you hear real athletes will tell you they play for the honor. You know, you go for the gold. And that's the truth.
Absolutely.
I mean, soccer, a lot of these sports now, you know, I'm gonna keep it real. Who wants to play baseball when regardless if you win or lose, you're gonna get rewarded. You know, you're gonna get rewarded for being a loser. And I'm sorry for all you parents. I'm not going to cuss. We're going to keep this the right format. I'm not going to cuss. But I'm going to say this. For all you parents who think that your child deserves a participation trophy because they showed up and warmed the bench or because they came in fourth, fifth, or sixth place or third place, I have a problem with you because you're not teaching your child how to go for more. It's okay just to show up. It's not okay to be the best. And the purpose of sports is not just to win, but it's to strive for something. I mean, why would I sit here and really, I mean, I don't, a lot of sports are no longer interesting for children because when you get a child that's a true competitor, they don't want to play where everybody gets rewarded. And I'm just going to keep it real, especially if you got children like mine. We sat there, I'm so glad that everybody did not get participation stuff. You only got trophies first, second, and third, okay? I'm serious.
Thank you.
Anything after third place, you wasn't getting jack. You know, you wasn't getting no T-shirt, you wasn't getting no pat on the head, you wasn't getting nothing. You should have won. Therefore, there's a problem with these parents that I have. And I'm going to say this. What happens to having children in your 20s? You know, don't get me wrong. I understand we all want our careers and stuff, and some people cannot have children earlier in life for different reasons. But go back to the old day where people pushing out babies in their 20s. Because y'all so old, y'all want to coddle your children. Oh, they might get hurt. You know what? Get over it. Because, see, I'm going to tell you like this. I'm 47 years old. I'm going to Jamaica this year. There's a reason why people have children in their 20s. You know why? So in your 40s, they're gone. Let's just keep it real.
Mm-hmm.
You have them in their 20s, so that in your 40s, they're gone. You can enjoy life. That is why you have children in your 20s. You don't have them when, come on. I won't be on Geritol, okay? When I get on Geritol, I don't have already been around the world. I really don't plan on being on Geritol. I'm going to keep it real. You know? But I won't be going to my child's high school graduation when I'm 65 years old. I just won't. I'm going to keep this real. And my children are grown, so y'all know it's true. I won't be doing that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you wait until you're 35, 40, 45, and 50 to have kids.
Yeah. I mean,
I think there's a problem, and these parents are coddling their children, and they're saying, oh, they gotta get this, they gotta get that. Don't hurt my baby. Okay, I'm sorry. Football is a contact sport. That's what head bumping is for. Boxing is a contact sport. That's how people get knocked out. That's what they call it, a knockout. Okay?
Thank you.
Football is a contact sport. Hockey is a contact sport. These are called contact sports. Not
how
friendly can you be sports. Not just barely touch you sports. They're called contact sports. I'm sorry, I'm a female, and I'm not going to apologize for my order for being a female. There's a reason why guys like tomboys. You know why guys like tomboys? And if you guys don't know what a tomboy is,
she's a good looking
one. A tomboy is a girl. A tomboy is a girl who's still a female. She's not butch, she's not gay, but she likes her sports. I am a tomboy.
And that's you.
I have no problem saying I'm a tomboy. And there's a reason why boys like tomboys. You know why? Because we get out there and we get nasty, gritty, and dirty with you. Okay.
That's
we do get pissed when we break a nail. But guess what? We can handle that because we're going to get some damn tips afterwards. But I will tell you that we will get out there with the best of you. You know, and we don't have a problem getting tackled. We don't have a problem with taking the bumps and the bruises to go with it. This is part of being in contact sports. I don't bitch about it. With these little prison people, you know. My daughter is a soccer player. Regardless of what people think, soccer is a contact sport.
If you ain't ever been around my daughter,
don't go around her.
It's a tough sport.
Soccer. Soccer is probably one of the worst sports to play. For the reason being, if you ain't never side tackled, you don't know a contact sport. Now they're telling them it's illegal to side tackle. My daughter quit playing soccer because she can no longer side tackle, okay?
That's ridiculous. That's so ridiculous. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. Listen, when it says enough's enough with that, I mean, Jesus.
But that's why my daughter switched over to rugby. Now, if anybody don't know what rugby is, daughter had to tell me.
Ooh.
No, I mean, not rugby, lacrosse. Lacrosse is another contact
rugby
sport.
I was going to say, rugby makes American football look like pussies playing in football compared to what they do. Oh, my God. They kill each other in rugby. Oh, my God.
But lacrosse, my daughter actually quit playing soccer and switched over to lacrosse. Now, I know y'all might say, oh, that's some bougie sport. No, lacrosse is a contact sport because you know what? You can get over the head with them sticks.
It's hockey, but
that's another sport.
It's hockey without the skates, basically, kind of, you know.
That's some serious stuff. It's another contact sport, so I'm letting everybody know. I'm sorry, you parents. I'm not going to agree with you. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. You're wusses. You're a bunch of wusses.
You
want your children to go out there and have everything handed to you, and you're not a real sports fan. Because, see, I believe in contact sports.
God.
You know.
Thank you.
I am a true tomboy. There's a reason why men love me. And not just because I show my boobs and my ass now. Men love me because they know that I can get out there with the nitty and the gritty. Even my man was laughing at me. To tell you how much of a tomboy I am, he came over and I have my own drill set. I don't have no weak stuff. I got drill bits, okay? Because when I do work, I work. And he said, this is what my man told me. He's like, you know what? He's like, you're more of a handyman than I am. He's like, you have more tools. But the whole thing is that I'm a true tomboy. I will get out there. I'm the chick who will go take the brakes off her car, change the brakes and rotors and calipers, and put them back on. I'm not that wussy. Do I do it now? I've gotten to the point. I have always been able to afford to pay people to do it. Let's get it clear. I have been too cheap to pay. Now I'm at the point I don't want to do it. So I'm paying people to do it.
Absolutely.
I get out there and I get nitty and gritty and dirty with the best of them. So you weak parents, you're just weak. I really suggest that, you know, and I'm going to say this, I love Janet Jackson. I do. I do love Janet Jackson.
Me too.
But she's going to be a weak parent. She's going to be a weak parent. And I say this because Janet Jackson is trying to have a baby at the age of 49.
Ish.
And I'm not mad at her. I'm not mad at her. But what I would tell you, is that she better keep that body after she had that baby, because you know what? She thought that she was doing control and rhythm nation and all that. Let me get something clear. She got to really work. I know she married a billionaire, and I know this is what they want. I'm not mad at them. I'm just saying.
No, of course not.
Where you thought that you could travel and enjoy your, you know, I don't see her being a nanny type of parent. I'm just keeping it real. I don't see her being a nanny type of parent. She wasn't raised like that. Now, remember, you guys, Janet Jackson, the whole entire Jackson family, they were not raised in nannies. Miss Jackson, Miss Catherine raised all of them while Joe was out doing what he do best, being a hoe. That's why Joe was at home and Miss Catherine was at home with the kids.
They would get home and beat their ass.
And they're still, and they're still married. I mean, a lot of people don't realize it, but Joe Jackson and Catherine Jackson are still married. They're not divorced.
Yeah.
So, with this, you have to understand that they were raised with their mother. So, if you look at the whole Jackson clan, I mean, look at all of them. None of their children have nannies. I don't know if anybody's realized that. Michael's children were the first children in their family to have, per se, a nanny and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from his children, the other children in that family were raised by their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I just see Janet being a hands-on parent, which means, baby, you got to be hands-on, but you got to learn how to take a nanny with you on the road because you're going to have to keep that body tighter than tight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just, I love you, Janet. I commend you. But you know what? All I can say, better you than me. Because Janet is already, okay, Janet is a, me and Sierra were talking about this last night. She's a curvy woman. A lot of people don't realize it. She fights with her weight all the time.
Yep.
Having a child is going to be a very hard time for her. She's already a naturally curvy woman.
Yep.
And that's why I'm saying that she's going to have a hard time. This woman is a curvy woman. She's a real woman. She's always struggled with her weight. This is not anything new. She's been curvy since she was a child. She is not naturally tiny. She's even publicly talked about her weight struggles, about how she does coffee, enemas, and these different things to keep her weight off. Therefore, let's get some things clear. Y'all got some issues and situations. You know, she better have 4 or 5 personal trainers and everything else. Tomorrow is opening day for the Tigers here. And I will not be at the Tigers game. Let's get that clear. We all know I'm not. I'm a Tigers fan. But like James said, my love is really football. You know, I am more of a football fan than I am a baseball fan.
A baseball fan, yeah.
And, you know, but with that, tomorrow's opening day. I will not be at the game. I also will not be working. I will be tweeting. And actually, my daughter's job is having a potluck, so I'm actually going to be making their food for their lunch tomorrow. And taking it to them at their job. So I'll be actually doing that first thing. I'll be getting up at 6 a.m. and throwing chicken.
Oh, that's late. That's late for you. 6 a.m. That's late for you.
I'll be up before 6 a.m., but I'm saying the grill is going to start at 6 a.m.
Okay, that sounds more like it. By the way, like I was saying before, I caught a glimpse of your Tigers. They almost try to throw away the game a couple of times against the Marlins. And I mean, let's keep it real. I the Tigers are paper, even though the Marlins are a good young team, they're up-and-coming good young team. You know, you got Barry Bonds as their hitting coach. You have my favorite Yankee of all time, Don Mattingly, as their new manager. They got great young players. You know, Carlos Stanton. You got that Hernandez dude, that phenom pitcher. They got a couple of players there, but my God, they had a great, the other night they had a back and forth type of game. They had I forgot how many run lead they had, and they blew it late in the game. But they had to win it in extra innings. I think the Tigers won. I happened to get a glimpse of that. I was like, wow, this is like a back and forth type of thing. They were playing in Miami, by the way. Anybody doesn't know, that's why Ms. B is saying that tomorrow is they'll open their first home game of the year in Motown, in downtown Detroit, right next to Ford Field. And what do you mean? Who they facing, by the way? Who they facing tomorrow, by the way?
I don't know.
I'll look it
up. Opening day in Detroit is probably anybody who's never been to an opening day. Detroit fans are just like the ultimate fans.
Yeah, they're very good fans.
And when I say Detroit fans,
they are.
Put it like this. They are, put it like this. A lot of times, people don't go to the game. I'm keeping it real. You know why they don't go to the game? because they're outside partying. Okay, now I'm talking about tailgating for football, Detroit fans, tailgate for everything, okay?
Like,
and tomorrow's opening day, there are people right now who have already told me to come down there, not to go watch the game, but to drink. Tomorrow
that's how some
is probably the most alcoholic day in the city of Detroit tomorrow.
Oh, forget it. Oh, forget it. Stay away from downtown Detroit tomorrow, everybody. If you're not going there for the game, stay away. That's how it is by Yankee. Oh, my God. They have – there's bars all over the place outside the stadium. That's not even including Yankee Stadium, where it has a built-in Hard Rock Cafe and a NYY Steakhouse, which you got to be really bougie to go in that one. See, when I go there – I'm an old school dude. I go there.
You took a picture of your food yesterday. I was like, oh my God, you took pictures of your food. I was like, wow.
Oh, did you like those Nathan fries with the cheese on it in the helmet? Ooh, that was nice.
I was looking at that. I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God.
And that's nothing. They have so much. Yo, when I tell you, I shit you not, I swear, I got to take a picture. I swear to you. You know I don't lie to you, Miss V. I swear to God. I'm chilling there, literally chilling, because it was cold as fuck. What a shock in the Northeast. And I saw this family. They're coming by my aisle. And they had these nachos, right? Now, when you think of nachos, you know, they're on a regular plate, whatever. This one was in a regular size helmet. Like, I could actually put my head in his helmet. And the shit had nachos with cheese, guacamole, and the works. You know, the fucking meat, whatever the fuck. And I was like, wow, that's a fucking meal. I can imagine that was at least $20. Right? So then the game goes by, you know, and I'm sitting there getting later in the game. I happen to look at my left, okay, they're not there no more, right? The family. And I noticed the helmet there. Now I'm one of those people, I like to collect, you know, if you see my room with Yankee shit, you'd be like, oh my God, this motherfucker is nuts. The helmet was there. I say, oh, that'd be cool to take home. And I could display it. Because I swear to God, I could put this on my head. That's how big this shit is. So I go to the helmet, right? And there's still a shitload of nachos in there with the guacamole and the cream. And I'm like, they didn't even eat this shit? I said, wow, it's nice to be white and have a lot of money. Because I'd be like,
must be nice.
You? Let's keep
going. Okay,
on,
my question is, okay, I'm getting ready to be a trifling person.
Go ahead.
Did you take the food, dump it out, and grab the helmet?
What I did was, absolutely, I was not eating that food because God knows what happened to that food. I'm not stupid.
I know you got the helmet, but my question is, did you dump out the food and take the helmet? Tell me.
Yeah, what I did, yes. I dumped it as much as I can because it was a lot of cheese and it was sticky. So I only could do so much, and I was like, shit, I might have to clean this when I get home, let alone the picture you saw of my Nathan's fries with a melted cheese on it. That was a mini helmet. I took that with me, too. As a matter of fact, I had that little helmet displayed on the TV stand. And the big one, I have to find somewhere to put it. But I could wear this shit. I swear to you, I could wear this. Oh, fucking helmet.
You have to send us a picture that you have to send us. You
got
to send us a picture that you know that.
Oh, I swear to you. I swear to you. I will take a picture of it. I'll tag you so you can see. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm telling you, I can fit my head. Let me see right now. Let me try something. I'm telling you. Yeah, I could. Yeah, I'm wearing it right now. I swear to God. I swear to you. I'm like, oh, my God. And it's room. There is room. Like, it's not tight.
Okay. I'm going to say something just so, and this is to this family. Y'all are idiots because, see, James is being nice saying that was probably $20. I'm going to put that more around 30 because we all know food at baseball games is a million times more. So there's no way they paid $20 because the helmet itself is worth $20.
Well,
more.
It probably was a little more.
So you
got to
say.
Okay. Can I say this? I'm sorry.
Yes.
They got other things which when I went to the wild card game, which ironically enough was against the Astros in Yankee Stadium, when I went that time with my brother, they give you a bucket, right? it's like a bucket. You know how, like, you're a kid and, like, you go in the beach and shit? Like, it's like that type of looking bucket, you know, like you sand and shit, you know. It looks like that. But they fill it with 8 chicken tenders and a bucket of fries with the chicken tenders. Oh, my God. And that was $20. That was a good deal, though, because it was 8 big chicken tenders and a bucket of fries. In the same bucket, a whole bucket of fries.
Okay.
It was awesome.
But see, the fries, the whole thing is that the chicken tenders with the fries, you can see. But a helmet, I'm just saying, like I said, I wasn't there, so I'm not sitting here saying I know for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm going by the speculations of going to games. You know, let's keep it real. One drink
oh,
at a football game. It's like $15, okay?
Yeah, depending on, oh, my God. Yeah, I got myself, I usually buy beer, but I can't, I'm going to keep it real. When I go to a game, I really don't buy shit. Last night was an exception. I really try not to buy nothing because it's ridiculous. Just to buy a can of beer, not even draft. If you buy the can, that shit is like over $10. For a 16-ounce. Now, when you know I can go to the bodega and I can get a 22-ounce for like $1.50 or $1.25, depending who I know, which is, not even 22 ounces.
Hey, and let's keep it real. People are fussing when they got to pay $1.25, but yet until they go to the doggone game and put out this like it ain't nothing. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, but the thing that was remarkable, like it was like a five member family, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna be like, well, you taking that shit home? I paid hard
money.
They were white,
right? Okay, let people.
Yeah,
they were white.
They were white. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, that's why I said. Yeah, exactly. That was my point. I'm like, wow, they did sleep, and it was just left there, like behind the seat, you know? And I'm like, wow. Not only you don't give you're taking for granted about food, but you just don't give a shit. It's like you must really got it like that just to.
But then
not
you know what? Now
home.
I'm gonna say something. But I'm gonna say something about that. And this is not so much about them having money, but what are they teaching their children? Because that's wasted food. You know, regardless of why they left it. There are so many people that don't have meals. I know people
have
say,
shit.
Miss, we don't do this.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna say this because. This is another case of unnecessary food that was wasted. There are homeless people. There are people who are homeless who are they're working poor. And I'm not saying they should have went and gave it to somebody by no means. But if you cannot eat it, you know, there are times we do get food that we can't eat it. But to have that much food and to waste it and to leave it behind, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I am a big proponent of feeding dogs, okay? And I'm not trying to be funny, but my dog we eat a lot of things because I just don't believe I can't see wasted food. I know there are some things that are poison for dogs, but that's only like on the candy side and stuff. There's very few carnivore meats that are poisonous for them. So, you know, I'm one of those people who my damn dogs, you know, probably be looking for me not to cook something because, see, I'm quick to like make spaghetti or something. And if I don't eat it like after 3 or 4 days, these mugs having doggone spaghetti, okay? Or they're having chicken, or they're having steak. They're having something because I just can't see me wasting it. And I don't. And I will be honest, because I eat more vegetables. Now, dogs are not vegetarians. I've already tried it. My dogs don't like salad. I don't care what I do. They won't eat salads. So my vegetables do go to waste. You know, I'm sorry for the person who says, Ms. V, you talk about people wasting food. My dogs don't like vegetables, so I do waste a lot of vegetables because I do buy my vegetables fresh. But everything else, I'm telling you, my dogs be loving. They be like, ooh, don't eat heifer, don't eat heifer. They probably be looking at me, let's hope this heifer don't eat this food because you know she don't eat it. We're going to get that. Check that out. What she got?
That's what
he's staring at. Go on and not eat it. But see, they don't get it the first day. They don't get it the second. They get it, like, the third or fourth day. So, you know, it's one of those things where, They don't get it immediately because I don't believe in giving dogs table food. You know,
there's
a reason why they make dog food.
Yes, that's true.
But,
by the way,
these people wasting food.
Yeah, people wasting food. Sounds not cool. I'm just, I don't like
I wasn't trying to get up on my high horse, but it's just, you know, just hearing that, you know, I can only imagine. And, you know, you think about it, and you said it's like a family of four or five. Well, first of all, that game wasn't cheap to go to. Second of all, whatever food you bought wasn't cheap. And then you just wasted this food, and you had, and I'm, forget the adults, the children. And I always look at, what are you teaching your children when you do stuff like this? Because once you have to struggle to get a meal, or, first of all, let's forget struggling to have a meal. How many times was you trying to eat your food when you was in the service? Because, you know, you only get 20 minutes to eat when you're in boot camp. And you be trying your best to get down what you can. You be there.
Yeah.
You over your plate and don't let nobody touch it. And you are like, woo, 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 you know.
Yeah, I know.
And,
bunch of animals.
And I'm not even being funny. But it's like
no,
you only are given. You got
to
sit down and you eat. And you
valued
it
to eat
so
your child.
Much.
As they said, that we call it chow, to eat your chow. That's what they used to say. But, yep.
And you value
minutes.
It. And I think that if you ever notice anybody who's ever, I don't care how much money someone makes at the present time, if you ever look at former service people, you will notice that they very, we very seldom waste food. I mean, we will share our food. We'd be like, yo, you hungry?
Yeah, that's true.
We will give food away. I don't care where we are, who we're with, when we're out, because it's something that's instilled in us when we're in boot camp that, you know, even though we know that we're not really worried about food, but we only got to go and eat it, and when you finish, you finish. Ain't no, oh, let me stop at the store while we out running.
No,
you want to
get the fuck out.
You know,
you're not
eating again for another 5 or 6 hours. So you really value this, and you learn to value your meals. And it's like, you be like, women, and don't be a child, might say, like, when I went to boot camp, because I've always been semi-vegetarian, I would literally, before we would get in there, we had an idea, because, you know, if you're real good, you can find out the company that goes in there before, you can find out what they're serving.
Mm-hmm.
And what you do is that if you know that you're really not going to eat that, you ask somebody ahead of time, yo, you want, I'm going to get, I can't do it, though, you know. And you trade off, and you do it real quick because you're not allowed to do that at boot camp either. You're not even supposed to talk at boot camp when you go to chow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like being in prison.
No,
I mean, you think you're in prison
no
when
bullshit.
You're in boot camp.
There's no bullshit. We look like prisoners, and we were treated like prisoners.
For them 8 weeks, you are a prisoner. But you learn ahead of time how to do it.
Yeah.
And you value something as simple as a meal. And to see people now, you know, like I said, I don't know that family, and I know it sounds, people may think that I'm really being sensitive, but I think about, you know, I can afford, I'm not saying that I do waste food, but I'm still really picky. I'll be out, and if I'm someplace, I put it like this, I'm just not eating my dinner from Saturday. I went to the Cheesecake Factory, and I ordered my food, and I came home and immediately put it in the fridge. Well, the Cheesecake Factory, if anybody has ever been to the Cheesecake Factory, the meals that they give you are not small meals. Even their appetizers are not small. Their appetizers is really a meal, and I wasn't thinking because I ordered a carryout order. I didn't sit down. So my super butt orders $50 worth of food, you know, to carry out. Plus, I was mad because everybody thinks the Cheesecake Factory is like their stuff. We only have one Cheesecake Factory here in the state of Michigan, and it's always crowded. So I'm that person because I've been to the Cheesecake Factory. I have not been to the one here, but I went to Cheesecake Factory. The day that I posted them pictures of the snow, remember them snowy pictures in April 2nd?
Yes.
Well, I went to the Cheesecake Factory. And, the snow. And I went in, and people got mad. There were people literally waiting to sit down at the Cheesecake Factory. I'm like, are you people crazy? I said, the food is going to taste the same if you eat it here or take it home. You be better get a carry-out order. And you ain't got to tip somebody when you do carry-out. Nah, that's so standing there. You know, I ordered my food, paid for, came back, and it was ready. People looking at me like, I was like, oh, you still waiting? And they looking at me like I'm crazy because I didn't came, ordered my food for it, went shopping in another store, came back and picked up my food. They're still waiting to sit down. And I'm looking at them like, I told you, you could have just ordered it to go.
Mm-hmm.
You don't tip nobody when you pay to go, okay? I'm just saying. You get a carry out order. I don't tip.
Yeah, because it's different. Because you're not being waited on. You know, you're not being served. So why would you tip?
But I think, but actually, to me, I think you get a bigger, and I'm going to be honest, I think I got a bigger serving in carry out.
Mm-hmm.
Because this thing, like I said, I'm just not eating it, and I'm full, so I'm going to put the rest of it in my fridge. And when I tell you that, I just think that you get, I think I got more. But I think it also depends on what you order.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get back to sports. Now, the Lions, I can't speak for your football, but the Lions are still making moves.
Yeah.
The Lions
by
are still making serious moves.
By the way, not to jinx it, but the Tigers are undefeated so far. Just saying, 2-0.
Yeah, that's nice. And I know everybody's like, Miss, you know somebody's like, Miss D, you really are not a fan. James knows how I am about the Tigers.
Yeah. You don't trust them. You just don't trust them at all. Even that year when I predicted them a couple of years ago, oh, yeah, they're going to go on the way. And they had a real good team. They did, though. They were very good a couple of years. They were, you know that. And you were still like, talk to me in September. I don't trust them. And it turned out, you know, okay, they didn't. I think they went to. That's when, they lost in the playoffs. But still, you know, I'm just saying. That now they're a little better, but, you know, like Ms. V says, I can understand why she feels the way. Because when you have the Royals in your division and you have an upcoming team like the Indians, I can understand why you feel that way. Because, you know, you still got another 161 games to play. So.
And you're the Tigers, okay? They are the first team. Now, I can't say. All of our teams except one has been to
the
Pistons have won.
Yes, I'm sorry to cut you off.
The Tigers have won the World Series. Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I had to bring this up. I don't know. You would know more than me because I remember ESPN in the night made a big deal about the chance of the Red Wings not making the playoffs. It would be the first time in like 24 fucking years. Like,
They're still going.
They still have a shot, right?
Yeah.
Is it definite? Or did they clinch a spot? Or
They're battling right now.
They're battling with the Bruins, I think, right? Or the Bruins? Or,
yeah.
I forgot. Yeah. The reason why I bring this up is because you're talking about when – They didn't make the playoffs the last time. Ken Griffey Jr. was going in his second year in baseball. I forgot what other statistics, which is amazing. There was no internet. The internet didn't even exist yet. A lot of shit like, oh my god, like wow. I mean, if you think about it, the 24 straight season, which is basically like 25 years, you know. Basically, a quarter of a century of making the playoffs every year is remarkable. It's the longest streak of any sport in American sports. Like, no one in baseball, no one in football, no one in basketball.
Okay, here it is. They only need one more game. This is where it stands right now. And this was close to 7 hours ago. One to go to keep Great Wings streak alive.
Oh,
so
keep
they
the
only need
alive.
One more game.
Oh, so they beat
Philadelphia last night. They beat the Flyers last night.
That's amazing.
So all they need is one more game. And odds are is they'll probably get it, you know. I'm not trying to be negative. This is what the Red Wings do. The Red Wings do this to us all the time. They are like a bad date. You know, they just take you right to the brink and then they just pull it out in the end. You know, I got to throw a little bit of sex in here, but I'm going to keep it clean. So if you guys have got your children listening, I'm going to keep this as clean as possible. You might want to cover their ears a little bit, but we're going to keep this as clean as possible. I'm going to get involved because I made a promise that I would not make this a vulgar show. We're keeping it clean because we want our ratings to stay up. But
yeah, true.
The Wings are like intercourse. And intercourse is when you get right to that point of saying yes, 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 and then the guy is playing with you, and he takes you right to the brink, and just when you think that he's not going to come through, you scream. That is the Red Wing. I kept that pretty PG, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Very good job. Very good.
I know everybody's like, why am I keeping this PG? I made a promise that I was going to keep this show PG.
I kind of messed that up a few times today, but, you know, I'm sorry. You know, I'm so used to doing the other shows we do. I got to do better on that.
But the Red Wings are that. The Red Wings are like a cook in a kitchen. They keep teasing you and teasing you and teasing you. It's like when somebody puts a birthday cake in the oven and they keep saying, you can have a piece. Nah, yeah, nah. You know how they tease you, or like the carrot and the rabbit, and then you finally say, here you go, you've had a carrot. That's the Red Wing. That's the Red Wing. They're the carrot and the rabbit. They keep teasing you and teasing you and teasing you, and then they finally say, here you go.
Yeah, nibble on this, if you like. Well, think about it.
That's
the last time, I mean, it's just, think about it. Michael Jordan was still in his prime the last time he didn't make the play. Think about it. He didn't even win a championship yet. That's how long ago. We're talking, I mean, think about that. He didn't even, he still couldn't beat the Pistons when the last time the Red Wings didn't make the play. Think about that for a minute. Think how long ago. This was during the first Bush was the president, the older one. Think about that. That's crazy. Before Clinton, I mean, it's crazy. When you think about it, like, wow, that's remarkable. When you think about it, like,
here it is. Wait a minute. Nah, let me give you that. It's like loose and a question mark. Well, hard to say. It's been so long around here since there wasn't a postseason. Who can remember the consequences? The Wings haven't missed the playoffs since Bernie Federico and Mike O'Connor were on the team. Since Jacare Demers was butchering the English language in their locker room. Since Ronald Reagan was handing the reins to George Bush, the older one.
See?
The coach lost his job the last time the Wings stayed home after a regular season. That won't happen no matter what this time. But a certain luster will rub off the Wings' legacy. And while some might argue that missing the playoffs will force the Wings to confront critical questions about their future, is there any reason they can't do that and make the playoffs? That was certainly the attitude coming in Wednesday night. And with Joe Louis, and for those of y'all who know, Joe Louis Arena is where the Wings play.
Mm-hmm.
And my internet, my thing is scrolling. But they won last night. I'm trying to get the scroll up. Okay. And with Joe Louis and Tennessee, somewhere between regular and postseason, a long octopus, a huge war, they got off with a jump and took early control. Remember, the Wings hadn't beaten the Flyers in two tries this year, and the last time they met, Detroit surrendered 23 shots and 2 goals in the first period. Not this time. Less than 8 minutes into the game, aided by Brad Richards, locked up his man. Darren Helm slipped a loose puck. Wait a minute. Damn.
Don't you hate that?
I hate when my computer does this.
I know.
No.
I know what you're talking about.
Okay, because it moved up real quick. Darren Helm slipped a loose puck over Philly goalie Steve Mason, and the Wings were ahead 1-0. A period later, blazing rookie Andres, whatever name, I can't pronounce his name, grabbed the fortunate bounce off of Philly. Miss Fan took off during the Flyers power play. Nobody was catching this kid. He flew toward the net and jumped the cue. Fake the backhand, go to the forehand move, then left Mason on his butt and the puck in the net. A 2-0 edge with both goals unassisted. One shorthanded may not have been the team's slate. Last Lashaw was aiming for, but a lead is a lead. Besides, the Wings were churning effort and offense, and if not always on defense, at least in killing penalties. Luke Litter, whatever that name is, put on a second clinic against the Bears at one point, going after 3 separate players to ring seconds off the clock. He earned a huge ovation. And when the final horn sounded after a Cal Quincy empty netter, so had the Wings. Detroit 3, Philadelphia 0. Jimmy Howard made 30 saves, one down, one to go, a postseason looming. The team, and let's be honest, even though it's oddly hoping to teach the Rings a lesson about complacency and older rosters should be rooting for a win in Boston tonight, hockey is traditionally unpredictable, and Detroit fans remember low seeds upsetting the favorite Wings in this year and years past. Why not the reverse? Russ and Neil will have Detroit opening against – wait a minute. Oh, let me see this. Montreal will have Detroit opening against Tampa Bay, a team molded by Steve Eisenman, but suddenly without its star player, Steve Stamkos. Come on. That's not intriguing. That's not worth pulling for. Of course it is. The second half of Detroit's daily double will be the harder one to win. Tonight on the road against the Bruins, who have won 2 of 3 against the Wings this season. On the other hand, if Detroit gets the W, it says an awful lot about their determination when faced with elimination, and that's as important in the playoffs as a beard. Besides, no one wants to wonder if we've just seen the last Wings game of the year or the final performance of Magic Man in Detroit or the end of a 24-season playoff string. Who wouldn't yell one more year? To paraphrase Shakespeare, a playoff beat, food of love, stay on. It's way too cold for baseball anyway.
Now, one thing I do see, I keep it real. I'm not a regular season fan of hockey, but when it comes to the playoffs, it's the best sport next to baseball when it comes to playoffs because there's a lot of drama. You know, it's a lot of it's not constant scoring, but it builds a lot of drama because you know, saved by the goalies, big hits.
Hockey is the best sport because they get away with fighting. They get away with fighting.
I know. But I think what it is with me is that how can I say this? I'm not trying to disrespect hockey because I respect those are the toughest motherfuckers in American sports. And I know there's Canadians and French guys that play and Russians. But I'm just saying that it's a tough sport, and commend those guys. I got nothing but respect for them. It's just that the regular season, it seems like most teams make it. You know what I mean? If it was more exclusive, where, okay, it's only a few teams here, a few teams there, which I know they will never do because that means less money for the sport.
But you know what? And I might have to say something about hockey. Think about it. Hockey is one of the few sports that it really doesn't matter how many games you win, it's based on points.
Points, I know. It's
the
point system.
And that's another thing that people don't really realize, that you can have a really crappy season, but if another team has a crappier season and they're winning, you could still go, because if they're not winning by a big enough number, because it's like so many points for a win, and then you get points for a tie, you don't get points for a loss. So what you don't want are a lot of ties, you know, and that's what people don't realize.
Yeah.
Ties are like the worst. We hate ties.
Might as well be a loss. Yeah. Someone's like, it's basically like a loss.
A tie is horrible. Nobody wants to see a tie.
You get 1 point, and that's it. Yeah. So, no, I understand. I'm just saying, I think it's a lot of it because I didn't, like, really grow up with it, even though back when I was growing up, the Islanders were winning 4 straight Stanley Cups. I kind of got into it. But, see, back then, it wasn't on TV like that. I think that's what really hurt.
You know what? I guess because I grew up here, and you know, people ask, how am I in the hockey? Well, you have to remember, the Detroit Red Wings are the Detroit Red Wings and Detroit Tigers are the two sports teams that never ever left Detroit. And when I say they never left, the Lions just came back. They were out in Pontiac, and the Pistons are out in Auburn Hills. So, to be a fan in this city, if you are a black person in the city of Detroit and you like hockey, you're not frowned upon. Because you know what? We can afford to go to hockey because hockey was in the city. And when we found out that they were allowed to fight at these games, come on. That's the one place you could go. Now, you can't get half in there. When you start seeing white folks having fun and realize that white folks will high five a black, that's one time you will go to a game and you don't get looked at funny. I kid you not. White folks will be your best friend, like, yo, what's up, buddy? You want a drink? Let me buy you a drink. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Good You will sit in a hockey game and you will get a beer and not drink beer. Not because they're trying to make you an alcoholic. The white folks are real friendly at hockey games.
Yep.
They're not that friendly at baseball games, but at hockey games, they are friendly.
Yeah.
And they share because, see, if your team is winning, they have – I mean, y'all saw the pictures that – not this past year because we didn't go to a hockey game this past year. That's first, this first season I haven't been to a hockey game. But if you saw the previous year, you saw when they were, like, photobombing us. That's the norm. Where else can you go where white folks ain't afraid of black people? And they like real friendly to you. Hockey. Hockey is the one sport that you could go to where the white folks don't look at you cross-eyed. They actually embrace black folks like hockey. They're like, oh, you like hockey? Come on. Think about it. There are only like three black hockey players. Ain't none of them U.S. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm keeping it real. Y'all think I'm joking. When I'm playing football,
you're not joking.
You used to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your black hockey players, it's only about three of them. And like I said, one I'm pretty sure plays for Boston. I can't remember the other two. All I can tell
I think
you
the
is
other one plays for the Capitals.
Look,
I think there's one in the Capitals, too, the best team in hockey right
now.
I
look real hard to see. They couldn't find no dark-skinned brothers. Let's get that clear. These brothers are light bright. Now, some of these brothers are lighter than Jane. So you got to really be sure that you're talking about a brother. But they do play. I'm just keeping it real. They do play.
Yeah. No, they don't look as dark as Lexington Steel. They're about like a cocoa complexion. Brown.
Like I said, but they're black.
Yeah, they're black. Black is black to me, but I understand what you're saying.
I'm just saying they're black.
I did like the other night, though. I saw, because I was keeping track of, you know, like I brought up earlier about the Red Wings streak. They won a big game, and they did their traditional throwing the octopus on the ice, which I thought that was outlawed. But I kind of like that they did that because I like that old school.
We don't care. Wait a minute. This is Detroit. We don't care about not throwing an octopi. Do you know how people will find a way to sneak an octopi up into Joe Louis
Arena?
Now, I will tell you, it is illegal. It is illegal to throw the octopi.
Now,
it's illegal to throw.
You should tell me. You should know this. How do they do that? How the hell are you sneaking a fucking octopus? I want to know. If you do know, I'm curious. How the fuck you bring that in? And not get caught.
Are you going to check to see if my titties are real?
Yeah. Good point. That's probably a way. That's probably one of the ways.
Are you
going to
check
to
see if my titties are real?
No. Even a female security officer won't do that. You know, when it comes to when they check you. That's a good point, though.
And remember, these are in plastic bags, and for anybody who don't understand, these are not huge octopuses. They're baby octopuses, okay?
But they look big.
They're big enough.
They're big enough. They're big enough. That's what I'm saying.
They're talking about their testicles. I mean, tentacles. But I'm just saying.
Not testicles.
You know,
tentacles.
So nobody's checking women's bras. Are you going to check to see if that's really a baby? I'm serious. Are you going to insult somebody and check to see if that's a baby?
Now everyone's listening to this, they go, oh man, we got to step up our security.
You gotta realize also that security really doesn't care. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny.
No,
but
depending, true. Depending.
And I'm not
true.
Trying to be, and no disrespect to any of the security. Let me put this out there. I'm not saying that you guys don't do your job because y'all do a good, really good job. What I'm saying.
I'm doing it. Go ahead.
But what I'm saying is that when you're checking people at these games and the different things that are going on, no one, I mean, unless it's just obvious. Now, if you're sitting there with a grocery bag trying to walk up in there, then yes.
Yeah,
but I'm sorry. Now, last time I went to a Red Wings game, they had me open up my coat. Well, when you open your coat, if it don't look like you got five in your pockets, like what's the Flasher Man, the selling the watches and stuff, you're good. I mean, and I'm sorry, I don't know nobody goes to the game talking about, yo, look, I got watches here. Look, I got octopus here, but you're bored. You know, it's just not happening. And we all know that. You know, you're not opening up the cash because, come on, I got your Rolexes, I got your 14-karat gold chains, I got this, I got that. That's not happening. You know, you're not pulling open your coat trying to sell Rolexes and watches or trying to sell diamond rings or any of this stuff. You just are not doing that. Not trying to be funny, but when you open up your coat, nobody's really going that much in detail, and it's no disrespect to anyone, by no means, no disrespect.
Cops
it's just that, no, that's the ambulance. Remember, I live right next to the fire station. Because of when you're checking, this is not TSA at the airport. You know, they're not x-raying stuff. They're doing a physical check. And if you don't have a purse, first of all, women are not, remember, at all these games or anything, you're not allowed to take purses. So it's not like you're carrying it in a bag. Let's keep it real. If you've never been to a Red Wings, Tigers, Lions, any game, you have to carry, everything is in a clear bag, so you're not getting in an octopus that way. Let's keep it real. You're not getting in that way. So if it's cold, you're opening up your coat. I wish somebody would try to check me. Or you've got on a hoodie. Like, remember that game I went to? I had on a hoodie. Well, you really think the cops going to go so far as to really check me? You know, it's just some things you're just not going to check. And it's no disrespect to security. When they do have you walk through a metal detector, well, last time I checked, octopus wasn't metal. So we good, right?
Yeah, because the metal detector is what it's used for, detect metal. There's no metal in octopus.
And remember, everybody's not, and let's keep it real, for those of y'all who don't know about the sniffing of the octopus, the octopi is a symbol of the original 6 or 18. All other teams don't throw octopi. They throw octopi, and I know everybody keeps saying it's octopus. No, it's actually octopi. At Red Wings games. And first of all, you're not going to have seats in the nosebleed section trying to throw an octopus. I'm just keeping it real. So unless you got really good seats, odds are you ain't smuggling no octopus up in there, all right? You ain't. Hello? Uh-oh. I lost James. James! And he's gone. Okay, so for everybody, James is officially gone. That means that we was running our mouth too much. We went almost 30 minutes over. This has been Ask Mystery Sports. You guys have a great evening, and we will talk to you tomorrow night. Or it's all about 6 a.m. We're set, and have a great evening. Bye.